Historians think the country's name actually means borderlands, so the sense of being in between is really baked into Ukraine's identity.
And it's only about 900 miles if you were to drive down to Sochi, where the Olympics are going on right now. Let's talk about the makeup of this country, Max.
Yeah, it's about the size of Texas, and it's 45 million people, so it's big.
Okay. Now, why did all of this launch? It really goes back to something that happened in November with the European Union.
Yeah, Ukraine was considering a deal for greater economic integration with the European Union. And a lot of Ukrainians liked this because they thought it was a good deal and they liked the idea of being a part of Europe. But they didn't get that.
They got a very different deal indeed. What happened?
So what happened is Ukraine surprised everybody by taking a deal with Russia instead for about $15 billion in bailout and cheaper natural gas.
And so those who opposed it, who wanted the European Union deal, then turned their attention even more so on the president.
Yep. President Viktor Yanukovych, who is seen by a lot of Ukrainians as corrupt. He'd been ousted in protests in 2004 previously. He's seen as very cozy with Russia. It's actually, Russian is his native language. So when he took this deal, people thought, wow, he has sold out our country to Moscow.
So in many ways, what this comes down to is a historic division in this. This has always been like two countries in one space, and now it's coming to a head.
Yeah, that's right. So if you look at this map, this purple western half, this actually mostly speaks Ukrainian. That's where Kiev is. That's where most of the protests are. The eastern half, people mostly speak Russian. That's where Yanukovych is from. People have a little more fondness for the old ties to Russia. So what you're seeing play out is this identity crisis Ukraine has had since its independence between, are we a European country or are we facing more towards Russia?
And of course, there is a big pull from both sides, from Europeans and from the United States and others, saying you should be free to do what you want, and from the Russian side, because bear in mind, this was the region that, when it was part of the Soviet Empire, produced one quarter of all the agricultural products. It is a huge trading partner to Russia.
Parents, children, brothers, sisters, divided for more than 60 years. It's like they've lived one state away from each other. But the line that separates them is between North and South Korea, countries whose governments have been at odds since the Korean War, and people aren't able to travel freely between them. Reunions between dozens of North and South Koreans are going ahead, even though North Korea had threatened to cancel them earlier this month.